Shanti, and a very warm welcome to Dr. Sachin. How many of you know Dr. Sachin? Yes, so most know from the internet or from classes here? Both, classes also. So you don't need too much of an introduction. But as you know, Dr. Sachin works at the hospital as a doctor, and he is well known, very well known all over India and now in many, many countries around the world. So it's wonderful that we are able to have his churnings on the Muli from yesterday. Shanti.
Om Shanti. Just prior to American-Spanish War, there's a beautiful story which had come in one essay written by Albert Hubbard, and the name of the essay, which was quite famous, and even a film was made by Thomas Alva Edison on that essay in 1936, The Message to the Garcia. This essay had been narrated and re-narrated in many companies, corporate institutions across the world. And the story is very simple. The President of America, William McKinley, wanted to deliver a letter to the leader of insurgency, whose name was Garcia, and he was deep somewhere in Cuba Island. And it was a very difficult job, and nobody knew where is Garcia. And there was one army person, army officer, whose name was Rowan. And he took that letter, strapped it across his chest, and went off the coast of Cuba without even asking, where is this Garcia? How to find this Garcia? And he just went off, and with much difficulty he delivered the letter and came back. So this author, Albert Hubbard, has written an essay on this, and the focus was on this man, Rowan, did not ask anything, did not have any questions, did not give any excuses as to where is Garcia, how to find him, where to find him, how difficult would be the path. He just took the letter and delivered it. And the author writes in the essay, each one of us has a letter to deliver, and it depends on our earnestness, our determination to deliver that letter without making any lame excuses. So yesterday we heard Bab Dada, and the entire focus was on one word. What was that word? What was that word? Reason. Baba said to change this word reason and inculcate another word, solution. When Baba uses the word reason, karan, he uses always in the negative sense. We know the word reason means what? Reason means why you are late, because this has happened. So reason means cause. But Baba doesn't use that word in that sense. To my understanding, reason has got three meanings. The first meaning is cause, but Baba doesn't use it in that sense. The second meaning of the word reason is excuse. And Baba has always used that word reason to mean excuses, making lame excuses. And the third meaning of the word reason, in psychology they call it rationalization or justifications. Out of the many ego defense mechanisms, one of the mechanism is rationalization or justification, and that is included in the category of ego defense mechanism. So yesterday's entire Murli was somewhere focusing on that word reason, and Baba said the next two meanings of the word reason, he doesn't use that positive meaning, means cause. He always uses the word reason, means Baba said, liberate yourself from reason, become a liberator, and then only you can help souls to reach the land of liberation. So today we are going to discuss about yesterday's Avyakta Murli. That was the recorded Murli of 7th April 2009. Recorded Murli of 7th April, World Health Day, 2009. Why do we make excuses? Yes. Why do we give reason? Baba said, you have lived with reason for half the cycle. You have lived with reason for half the cycle. And this word reason is responsible for bringing you down. And if we analyze our own life, and if we look at a mute spectator, and analyze the lives of many, many Brahmins, we will come across that we live in the world of reasons. We live in the world of lame excuses. And why do we give reasons and why do we have those excuses? This is a topic to churn. We give excuses for physical reasons, mental reasons, and spiritual reasons. If you have to divide reasons in three parts, there could be first physical. I was not well, I am not feeling well, I am sick. Before sleeping at night, you have a thought that I am feeling slightly feverish. And Baba also knows that I am feeling feverish. So for me, tomorrow's Amrit Vela, I will take bunk. It's off for me. Because I am not feeling well. So that's a thought we generate at the time of sleeping at night. And the next day, if somebody asks you, where were you? I didn't see you at Amrit Vela. So you can say, I was not feeling well, because we have that pre-planned, premeditated answer with us. So rationalization works as a ego defense mechanism. There are so many ego defense mechanisms. Daughter of Sigmund Freud, she had made a list of ego defense mechanism, rationalization, projection, suppression, many are there. And why do we give excuse? Somewhere we want to protect our honor, somewhere we want to hide something, somewhere we want to modify the truth, exaggerate the truth, or suppress the truth. We tamper with truth. It's a very deep thing to analyze oneself, to see within, to look within, to do the soul searching, and to find out what are the reasons which are there in my life. And as I said, the first category of reasoning or reason is physical. The second category is mental excuses. Like, I can't remember, my intellect is dull, I have become old. In the physical, that also will come. Age. Recently, I was reading in one article, there was a man, 98-year-old, he was illiterate, unlettered, and at the age of 98, he decided to learn. And he started his learning at the age of 98. In 1 year, he learned language. And then at the age of 99, he started writing his autobiography. And in 1 year, he finished his autobiography. And at the age of 100, he died. After finishing. Which the reason, the excuse for not doing intense efforts. Age is not the barrier. And the greatest example we have in front of us is our Dadiji, who is a standing challenge to medical fraternity, who defies all the scientific principles and philosophies. She stands all alone. And as young as a 20-year-old person. So age can never be the excuse for anything in this Brahmin life. So the first is physical and second is mental excuses. I am mentally tired. I am bored. I can't remember. My intellect is heavy. I am weak. Actually, there is no such thing as strong memory or weak memory. There is always trained memory and untrained memory. We can train our mind to any extent. It's not about age. It's not about all the barriers, all the bondages we have are rather somewhere in psyche, our psyche. Most of them are psychological. So, the second excuses would be all the mental excuses. And the third excuses, this is quite interesting and important, spiritual excuses. What are they? Probably Dharma doesn't want that I should do intense efforts. Dharma is the most common misused word in this Brahmin family. Most misused word. Everybody loves to exploit that word. That it's in the Dharma. That how it works. And another word is about fate. It's in my fortune. It's in my destiny. What should I do? And spiritual excuses are many. Right from inability to wake up at a fixed time consistently and doing a powerful Amrit Vela to digital excuses. There are many digital excuses we have. Food, diet, so many excuses. So, Baba said, think. What are the excuses which are in my life? Because of this, that happened. Because of that, this happened. Giving excuses, giving reasons. It's not the sign of a true yogi soul. It's a sign of a weak soul. Just as I mentioned in that letter to Garcia, in that message to Garcia, he did not ask anything. He just took the letter, strapped it across his chest and just went off that coast of Cuba and somehow found out that Garcia and delivered the letter and came back. And as I said, each one has got a letter to deliver to Garcia. And we should do it without giving any excuses. But as Baba said, two things about excuses, as I mentioned. Excuses are there with you for half the cycle and they make you fall. When we realize the intensity and depth of these two words, sentences, gradually we make efforts to get rid of these excuses or these reasons and convert these reasons into another word, which is that solution. Solution is a very positive word. Baba wants us to become embodiment of solution rather than an embodiment of reasons, excuses. So, this was the most important thing about yesterday's Murli. Now let's start the Murli right from the beginning. We will divide this Murli in 12 parts, or rather, I will say 12 experiments, which we will be doing over the next 15 days. Trying to do one or other experiment throughout the day and seeing what changes it brings. Everyone had a very wonderful meeting with Bab Dada yesterday, and the original Murli is very big, 8 pages, and out of that only half was there yesterday, which was played out. So the first experiment is double masters. The first experience is about becoming double masters. How come we are double masters? First, master of father's treasures, and second, master of self-sovereignty. So we have to become double master. Double master means whatever treasure is father's, that should become mine. And the greatest treasure Baba has got is Gyan, is knowledge. What is my intensity to imbibe this knowledge? How thirsty I am, like that bird which wants only to drink the water falling from above. Baba often mentions Chatrak. How I am like that thirsty bird to know this knowledge. The deepest principles of psychology Baba has explained in all the Avyakta Murlis. If you study deeply all the Avyakta Murlis of 1970s and 80s, you will find such deeper things which are not mentioned ever by any Western or Eastern philosopher or psychologist or thinkers. Such deeper things are there. Only thing is that probably we have not read. If I ask you one question, how many of you have finished reading all the Avyakta Murlis from 1969 till now? Anybody? All Avyakta Murlis. Right from 1969, the first Avyakta Murli was on 21st January 1969 till 2017. Now we have not read the syllabus, okay? And now the paper comes in life and we say, this is out of syllabus. Probably we have not read. No question of life is out of syllabus. Every topic Baba has touched upon. So, make it a goal from today. In next 1 year, I have to finish reading. At least one reading should take place in 1 year. All the Avyakta Murlis. Start from 69. Each day, read it, churn it, think about it, reflect upon it, discuss about it. This is the best or the greatest treasure of knowledge. In India, many Bharatvasis, they have started this as a project. As a project, they call it Maha Project. Great project. And the project, the aim of the project is to revise all the Avyakta Murlis. And the moment you start revising Avyakta Murlis, the moment you start reading Avyakta Murlis, automatically you get free from all the wastes. Your mind starts getting filled only with those beautiful points of knowledge. You start correlating different points of knowledge. You start playing with the jewels of knowledge. Is it not the best use of time? in this confluence age, rather than thinking why this is happening, why that is happening, what is happening in this department, why this brother is here, why that sister is there, why these people do like this. You get rid of all of these nonsensical things and your mind is filled only with knowledge. So in next 1 year, make it a point that you finish reading. When I say in 1 year, just imagine how many changes in your lifestyle you'll have to do. So much time we waste throughout the day in so many worthless things. You know, one English grammarian has said a very beautiful thing to those people who want to learn English but find it very difficult to learn language. Whether it is English or whether it is Hindi, same. He says, when I see people standing at the tea stall and chit-chatting about all the worthless things, I feel pity upon them, that rather than making use of their time in studying language, in studying grammar, and becoming a perfect speaker and thinker for the rest of their life, they are wasting their time. He tells this to those who are non-English speakers learning English. And this is about wastage of time. So when I say that you have to finish reading all the Muralis, it is not just about reading, it is about adjusting the whole day. It's about not wasting a single moment. It's about constantly churning. It's about constantly getting, remaining merged in that ocean of knowledge. And unless or until we have a goal, a aim in front of us, we are scattered. The intellect is scattered. The moment you tell your mind after Amrit Vela today, from 5 o'clock till 6 o'clock, rather than going to sleep after Amrit Vela, I have this Murli to read, to think, and throughout the day I have to revise it. No matter how hectic my lifestyle is, no matter how much I am traveling or going across different places, even for service or gross service, whatever may be the cause, once you decide that I have to do, it will be done. A determined mind can do anything. So the Baba has got knowledge as a treasure. He has been giving and giving and giving and giving. But how much we are taking and how much we are imbibing. He is the ocean of virtues. Recently there was a Avyakta Murli where Baba said, just as that sun is there, and if you stand in front of that sun, you imbibe his rays. In the similar manner, stand in front of this ocean of virtues, this sun of virtues, Baba, God, and imbibe all his rays. You can do as an experiment. In the morning hours, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, just stand in front of sun and feel all his rays are coming upon me. And in the similar vein, then imagine that it is the sun of knowledge, Baba, and all his rays are coming upon me. I am imbibing all those virtues. So he is the ocean of treasure. So to become double master means, first, Baba's treasures are my treasures. And second, to become double master means to become self-sovereign, self-controller, self-restrained. This is the most important thing in Brahmin life, in the life of a yogi. A yogi means who has a controlled lifestyle. And most important thing to control are three: food, habits, speech, and sleep. Probably we are over eating, probably we are over sleeping, and probably we are over speaking. To bring control in these two things is very important. Brother Jagdish has said somewhere in his book that he talked about Om Shanti Bhavan. He said that if suppose whatever a Brahmin has spoken throughout his life, if that everything gets recorded and we make a cassette, the entire Om Shanti Bhavan will get filled of it, speech. And out of that, you have seen that sound box in Om Shanti Bhavan, whatever cassettes would be in the sound box, that would be the only worthwhile speech. Rest, everything waste. We keep on speaking and chattering and chattering and chattering without realizing the greatest speech is silence. Such unprecedented powers are in silence. When we go in that internal deep silence, that is the point we start understanding this knowledge. So the first experiment from yesterday's Murli is to become double master. So first I said about that project that I have to finish reading all the Murlis. And no matter what adjustments I have to do throughout the day, I will do. Recently one brother had shared very good experience. He said that Dadi had gone to Bhopal, and a few brothers from Pandabhavan also had gone. And he said that I was in the train for 2 days. And in those 2 days, I spent my entire day and night, whatever time I got, in study of Avyakta Murlis. I did not waste a single moment in train. Such a beautiful experience. I didn't waste a single moment. So first is to become double master. Do this experiment. The second experiment is child and master. Baba said, Baba says my children, children says my Baba. So in this way you get the authority of becoming a child and master. And whenever Baba talks about a child and master, it's mostly about meetings. Whenever there is a meeting, as a master, you give your opinion. But once the things are finalized, then you accept it as a child. So you should have the humility of a child to accept the decision taken by seniors, rather than putting your ego in between, that I suggested this, why it has not been followed. Baba says, keep this balance of being a master and child. When to become master, when to become child. The ego which is in our hearts wants to become master where it should become a child, and that is the cause of conflicts. So maintaining this balance of a child and master. When to become master, when to become child. So you can take this as a homework from yesterday's Murli. Which places I should become master, and which places, which situations, what circumstances I should become a small child. A child who would surrender everything to Baba. A master who is so powerful, unfazed, immovable, unshakable in the face of most adverse situations. So, this is the second experiment which every one of us have to do from yesterday's Murli. The third experiment from yesterday's Murli, very, very powerful statement. Baba said, this is the second paragraph which is starting. Baba said, Baba is checking your efforts, and you yourself check your effort. And there was a question in inverted comma, what is my effort? Today morning we were discussing this Murli in our short, small group, and we suggested, or people were saying, mirror, you know, you have a mirror, write it there on the mirror. What is my effort? What I am doing? So that this statement you keep on revising every day. This statement we keep on seeing every day. What is my effort? What is my purushartha? What I am doing? How life is going on? Am I doing everything as per Srimat? How intense my effort is? What was my experience yesterday and what is my experience today? How was my Amrit Vela yesterday? Was it sleepy? Was it ordinary? Was it full of waste thoughts? And how it was today? Let me compare. Every today should find us ahead of yesterday. And every tomorrow should find us ahead of today. It should not happen that we are going backtrack. Every day should make us go ahead and ahead and ahead and ahead and ahead. You know the definition of spirituality? One of the Jewish saint was asked, please tell us what is spirituality? And he said, spirituality means ahead, and ahead, and ahead, and ahead, and ahead. Don't stop anywhere. To think that I got few experiences, I had a very powerful Amrit Vela, I had a very good churning of this knowledge, or I had some divine vision, light here and light there. And we see that many people stop there only, thinking that yes, we have done enough of the Purushartha, enough of the effort. Nothing is effort, nothing is enough in efforts. Keep on doing, keep on doing, keep on doing, keep on doing, more and more and more and more and more. That is the definition of spirituality. Whatever experiences we had, these are just milestones, not the destination. So, the third experiment from yesterday's Murli is, what is my effort? Self-questioning, self-analysis, self-accounting, self-churning. What I am doing at present? For example, you have come from across the world to this place. What I am doing from last 5 days? What I am doing from last 1 week? What I am doing from last few weeks? Ask yourself. A beautiful statement Baba made. What is my effort? So that is the third experiment. The fourth experiment from yesterday's Murli is from where we started this class. Reason and solution. What are the excuses I often make? You know, why do we make excuses? One of the reasons of making excuses is habit. We have become habitual in making excuses. Not because of there is a fear or there is some suppression, but we have become so accustomed to it that we keep on making excuses, one excuse after another, another excuse. Some or other excuse for everything. Getting up, Amrit Vela excuse. Not churning Murli, every day is Murli, we have an excuse ready. Not practicing bodiless stage throughout the day, we have excuses. Not doing evening yoga regularly, we have excuses. I am not talking here, I am talking when you are at your place. When you are at your place, that time. Excuses for everything. Excuse for chat, excuse for the way we go off to sleep. Digital excuses, so many we have. Recently one doctor had come here from Kuwait. 3 days she stayed. She was a very senior doctor. And she stayed here for 3-4 days. She came for the first time and she shared a beautiful experience in morning class. She said, every day my screen time was just 5 minutes. Whilst when I was in my place, screen time means looking at the mobile, operating, sending messages or doing something. In Madhuban, it was just 5 minutes a day. And you will not believe, she said, my stage has become so high. Otherwise, we keep on giving so many excuses. We are glued to this digital world. Little detachment is needed to go within. Disconnect to reconnect. So the fourth experiment is stop giving reasons. For example, there was an army sergeant, army in charge, and after the weekend of vacations, all the soldiers were called back. And everybody had come late, almost 2 to 3 hours late, and he was so angry, why these people are late? And he decided, let me summon every one of them and asked why everyone is late. So the first soldier comes and he asks him, why are you late? He says, I missed the bus, and because of which I tried to hitchhike to take the lift, but nobody gave me lift, and ultimately one old man with his buggy, with his, he came and he offered me a seat, and because of that, the horses were slow, I was late. So the officer said, okay, quite reasonable. Next person, why are you late? He says, I got late because I missed the bus and I could not get any lift, And then there was an old woman who came with her that buggy, that vehicle. And then I sat in there, and because the horses were slow, I was late. So all the 24 soldiers gave the same reason why I was late. And the 25th came and he said, okay, so you also missed the bus. He said, yes. So you also could not get the lift. He said, yes. So you also ultimately took a buggy off that horses. He says, no, I took Mercedes. But then the entire road was filled with those buggies and those horses. That's why I could not come on time. So, you know, reasons, excuses, justification, rationalizations. We keep on inventing new reasons every time. And we keep those reasons prepared in our mind. If somebody doesn't go to Murli class and he has few reasons always prepared. Because to face, if asked a question, why are you not coming? So we have that pre-prepared, pre-meditated, pre-planned reason with us for everything. So this is how our mind works. So the fourth experiment is remove these reasons. Fifth is Baba use rhyming word Nivaran and Nirvan. Nivaran means solution, Nirvan means land of liberation. You are the liberators. Liberate yourself from this first, this word reason, and you have to take all the souls to that land of liberation. So liberating oneself. Not just reason, but imagine or think, what are the bondages I am in at this moment? What are the subtle emotional bondages? Emotional attachments which are not allowing me to fly above. What are those bondages? And I want to liberate myself. So this is the experiment. Nirvan, Nivaran and Nirvan. Be a solution oriented person, rather than a question oriented person. Solution, what is the solution for this? What I can do to come to a proper solution for this? This is what is needed. So that is the next. And the sixth experiment from yesterday's Murli is, Baba has given two homeworks. Baba gave two homeworks. The first homework is this only, that become a liberator and liberate souls and send them to the land of liberation. That is the first homework. And second, become an image of experience and give experiences to others. Now this is a very subtle point. The second mostly, how to become an image of experience. Because this is knowledge. This knowledge is not about learning by rote and delivering lecture. It's about going in depth, experiencing it yourself, and then telling that experience or giving that experience to others. That is the homework from this Murli. Becoming, liberating oneself and taking souls to the land of liberation, one. And second homework from yesterday's Murli, becoming an image of experience. And two things are absolutely necessary for experience. Silence and solitude. Without these two things, one cannot have any deep experience of spirituality. All the spiritualists, all those souls who have trodden this path of spirituality, have taken help of these two things. The deeper our silence, the deeper would be the experience. The deeper our silence, the more we are in touch with Baba. Because he is the ocean of silence. How can you know him without becoming silent? That internal chatter. Declutter the mind. Make it calm. Make it free from worries, tensions, stresses, and allowing it, and let it surrender unto the highest. And then the experience starts. The river of experience starts flowing. So the homework is to become an embodiment of experience. Try to experience each and every word of Murli. Try to experience the silence whilst you are in Gyan Sarovar here. Look at the nature, how beautiful. What silence is here. Let the soul fly above this body. Experience that bodiless stage for an extended period of time. Long period. And see what happens. So, this is the homework. Then the seventh experiment from yesterday's Murli is call of time and call of devotees. Do you listen to the call of devotees and call of time? Baba asked the question. If you had been in nature, okay, just go in nature and sit somewhere on the rock or on mountains, and there is a pin drop silence, you will feel that you are trying to hear the voices which are coming from beyond, the whispers from beyond. So deeper the silence, then only you will be able to hear the call of devotees, the call of time. Otherwise you cannot. Or rather you will start hearing many other voices. In Hindi, they use the word Akashic records. The sky has got records of all the things which it had heard. What Abraham Lincoln had said, that is there preserved as records in this air. What Mahatma Gandhi had said, what Brahma had said, what Dadis had said, who have left the mortal coil. What they have said is still preserved in this atmosphere. It is known as Akashic records. So when you become silent within, and also attain the highest level of purity, you start listening to those whispers. You start understanding what souls are saying who are far away. Those unspoken words one starts catching. So make it an aim. One experiment you can do for this, which is not a part of yoga, but you can do. Go anywhere in the morning hours in this campus, sit, close the eyes and try to listen to everything which is happening around. Chirping of birds, the voices of tree, leaves, some vehicle, anything. Don't miss anything. For 10 minutes just close the eyes and try to listen the voices around. Voices of nature. Or some soft music. Don't miss anything. Just try to focus on everything. And that calms the mind. One. And second, it's not a part of yoga, but then it helps us increase our auditory mechanism. Baba says you should listen. Can't you listen what the devotees are calling? They are calling out to you. They are suffering. They are in pain. They are in agony. They are there is so much misery. Don't you hear the cries of those devotees? Don't you hear the cry, the voice of time? That's even subtler, abstract. So make it an aim, an experiment, that I have to listen to these voices of far off souls. Sitting here, you know, one American interviewer went to once yogi who was sitting in Himalaya and doing tapasya. He said, Swami, you are so elevated, please come to America and help the souls there. He says, I need not to go anywhere. I am sitting here and sending out my vibrations everywhere. He said that. It had come. It was on record. That's such a big interview is there. He said, I need not to go anywhere. I am sending and serving those souls with my thoughts, with my vibrations. So listening. So this is an experiment. So this is seventh experiment. Eighth experiment is, Baba said, silence and science. What science can do? You all have heard the Murli yesterday. What did Baba say? What did science do? Facilities of science changes the weather. If there is a hot, it was a Murli from in the month of April, so it was a hot. Baba say, when it is a hot, science can make it cold. So cannot you do the same with the power of silence? Here is the importance of silence, Baba said. Science can do so many miracles. What miracle silence will do? But have I really gone in that deep silence? to bring about those miracles. As I said, the deeper the experience of silence, the deeper would be the experience of spirituality. And when I say silence, it doesn't mean just the silence of the mind, which Baba often says. It also means speech. And if we spend even one day staying silent, we will find immense power within. I am telling you this because in my own life, long before coming in Gyan, once I was silent for 6 months without uttering a single word. Without uttering a single word. Just silent. And that was not I decided, but it came upon me from somewhere. And that was the period of transformation of in life. Otherwise I was going towards materialism, towards the world, but that silence made me turn towards spirituality and search of God, and ultimately reaching this place. So silence is a very deep power. Unless and until it is very necessary, retract in that cocoon of silence, go within and get insulated and see what happens. So, silence and science. So experiment on silence. So this is the 9th experiment from yesterday's Murli. Keep on experimenting with silence every day. Let's see what happens. Stay 2 hours in silence. And most importantly, one more thing about silence. Silence during work hours. Silence during seva at your place. Silence during your job hours. Silence in your that period where you are very busy, very heavy, hectic work is going on. That time to remain silent increases the work quality. Our capacity, stamina will increase if we stay silent during the work period, during the seva hours. So that is the 9th experiment everybody has to do. Then coming to the 10th. Baba said, what is the cause of reasons? Why do we give reasons? So Baba said, there are 2 causes. The first cause is lack of unlimited disinterest. Lack of unlimited disinterest. You lack this unlimited disinterest. And even the cause of lack of disinterest is the next point. But unless and until you have that disinterest, and that is should for the all the time, you cannot really get rid of these reasons, this making excuses. Actually, the word disinterest cannot be the substitute for vairag. Vairag is a word, Hindi word, which means total loss of, you are not interested. The better word is dispassion. There are 2 words in English. One is uninterested, another is disinterested. Any difference? Student is uninterested in study. He is not interested. And second, disinterest means judge is disinterested in the case. Impartial. So disinterest has got more that value of being in the neutral position. So vairag, though it cannot be translated as disinterest, but yes, we use that word. Better word I will say is dispassion. To be dispassionate, and Indian scriptures uses the same word, or some people prefer keep the word vairag only. So Baba said you should have unlimited disinterest, vairag, for this world, for everything. And the greatest disinterest you should have for is body consciousness. So try the subtle forms of body consciousness that come unto you. Subtle ways the body consciousness come. So this is the 10th experiment, is unlimited disinterest. Where I am attached too much, find out those places. Which is that relationship with brother or sister where I am too much attached, where there is too much involvement, where there is too much communication, where somebody misses somebody, where there is no need of missing anybody here. Baba said very categorically, in this yajna, in this sacrificial fire, we should have only one relationships, all our brothers or all our brother and sister, that's it. To create new relationships, romantic relationships, some other relationships, other than seva, is a cause of fall, is a trap. So keep the relationships very pure, detached. That is an experiment of unlimited disinterest. The next is cause of lack of unlimited disinterest. Baba said two things, body consciousness and old sanskars. So what are the forms of body consciousness and what are the old sanskars? Baba said even if the sanskar is in trace, it will become progeny. So make a list or do analysis and find out at least 2-3 sanskars, 2-3 habits, 2-3 addictions which are against Srimad and they are not going. And what I should do? Try to know more about it, discuss with people, surrender unto Baba, get his touching, know what he wants. Take solution from him, but come to this solution-oriented life philosophy rather than dragging on to that same addiction which is not going. So this is the one thing. And the last thing, benefits of this unlimited disinterest. The last experiment here, most important thing Baba said is about this will help you keep balance in sadhan and sadhana. Sadhan means facilities of science and sadhana means your spiritual endeavor. So this unlimited disinterest would help you keep a balance of these two things. So these are some of the experiments. So balance is a very important word. Churn more on this balance. Where my mind is tilting. Mind has a tendency like pendulum. It goes to that side, it goes to this side. To stay in between is difficult sometimes. When it going that side, it is gaining the tendency or power or momentum to come on this side. So, swinging like this. So, these are some of the experiments. There were a few more things Baba said, talking with double foreigners, and Baba said he is the greatest of the foreigners and many other things which you can read. But I would say that these were some experiments which you have to do from this Murli. Then only this Murli will become practical. Otherwise it remains only in the records, only in the books or only in the diaries. It should become a practical experience. Okay, so we will have a powerful yoga now. So please, everyone, whatever you heard and whatever experiments one has to do, make a mental note of that. And once you go from here and right from this moment also, make this moment, this Murli, an experimental Murli, experiential Murli, so that we become the very embodiment of what Baba says. Om Shanti.